Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Congress seeks to block public from protecting forests. Forest advocates fearful California Senator Feinstein may support suspension of environmental laws. The American Lands Alliance denounced efforts by the Bush administration and some lawmakers to weaken environmental safeguards for public lands and block citizens from protecting national forests. On August 22nd, President Bush unveiled his Healthy Forest Initiative, a proposal quickly panned by scientists, firefighters, and conservationists because it would suspend environmental laws and judicial review to accommodate dramatic increases in logging. Senators Larry Craig and Pete Domenici are expected to offer an amendment to the Interior Appropriations Bill this week that would enshrine the president's initiative. Congressional sources have told American Lands that Senator Dianne Feinstein discussed the issue with Senator Craig and rejected his initial proposal because it did not include protections for old-growth and roadless forests. However, Senator Feinstein has hinted she may support suspension of environmental laws and judicial review of logging projects. One congressional staffer told American Lands that you have every right to be concerned about Senator Feinstein. She is negotiating a deal with Senator Craig and creating a headache for the rest of the Democrats. According to the source, Senator Craig has promised Senator Feinstein he would include language in the amendment that would ease logging restrictions for the Quincy Library Group project, a Feinstein plan passed in 1998 that facilitated logging on three Sierra Nevada national forests. We are fearful Senator Feinstein may support legislation that will cut the public out of forest management decisions. If the senator and her colleagues gut environmental protections on public lands, then all hell is going to break out in the forest. It will be a war in the woods with citizens blocking logging roads and sitting in trees. Rest assured, senators who vote for this disastrous proposal will be held accountable, said Brian Vincent, California organizer for American Lands. Vincent said the Craig-Domenici amendment would be a repeat of the infamous 1995 clear-cut logging rider. That provision, which was attached to a relief bill for victims of the Oklahoma City bombing, rolled back environmental laws and blocked citizens' challenges to timber sales for 18 months. The Forest Service used the rider to log old-growth forests and endangered species habitat that had previously been protected. The Bush administration, some lawmakers, and the timber industry are playing on the public's fears of wildfires to push forward industrial-strength logging projects on our nation's most wild forests. If Senator Feinstein supports the president's forest schemes, she will be aiding and abetting lawless logging, said Vincent. If you want to contact American Lands, their number, 530-265-3506. That's 530-265-3506. And here's an Earth Liberation Prisoner Information Bulletin. Earth Liberation Prisoners has learned that former Earth Liberation Prisoner Emma Pitch Murphy Ellis has been arrested and charged with two felony offenses. On the 30th of August, there was an anti-logging demo against the Borg timber sale. During the demo, a roadblock took place. As a result of this nonviolent protest, the police decided to flex their muscles and started to pepper spray some of the protesters while arresting others. During the arrest, Pitch and another woman, Tortoise, were arrested on charges of riot. Pitch was also charged with inciting a riot. This was despite the fact there wasn't any riot. Earth Liberation Prisoner supporters have also heard that the police are looking for eight other people in connection with this non-existent riot. A further four people were arrested for blocking the road. Emma's family have told Earth Liberation Prisoners that she has been charged with two felony charges, which if she is convicted of, will put her away for many years. Happily, though, there wasn't enough room in the local jails to hold Pitch or Tortoise, so both were released on bail. For more information, contact Cascadia Forest Alliance, CFA at CascadiaForestAlliance.org, or at their webpage, www.CascadiaForestAlliance.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, in the-